moving along. So the Gemara said that Rosh Hashanah Yotza Yosef mi Beis HaAsurim. So Yosef HaTzadik was in Beis HaAsurim, end of Parshas Vayeshev, in the beginning of Parshas Miketz. Now what happened? And then Pari had a dream. And Pari wakes up in the morning and he can't figure out what the meaning of his dream is. He says, Sheva Shibulim Zibin Zangin. And then he says, the Dikka Paris and the Dinner Paris and the Paris Hadakois are the ones, the Iske Klap, the Paris are eating up the bigger Paris. And he was very, very perturbed and he couldn't figure out what to do. But there was the story with the Sarah Mashkim and the Sarah Oifim. And as a result, the word got out that there's a person who's in Beis HaSoyer right now. And this person is a Poisach Aloimois. So if you want to know what's going on, you should, he's the person to call. So on Rosh Hashanah, that's when this took place, Yosef HaTzadik was taken out of the Beis HaAsurim. He's brought in front of Paroi, and of course the rest is history. Yosef becomes the Mishlo Melech. The Yidden end up going to Mitzrayim, and the whole chain starts moving until finally the Yidden leave Mitzrayim, Benisim and Aflois, Ras HaShivcha Yibayam, Mashalei Ra, Yecheskev and Buzim Eilam. It culminates with Nasiv and Ishma, Anoichi V'layil L'cham Mipi HaGvur Shamanim, Eretz Yisrael, and the entirety of Jewish history. But what sets it into motion? Paroi has a dream. He wakes up in the morning and he can't figure out what in the world is the meaning of this dream. Yosef HaTzadik knows the answer. They quickly pull him out. Which means, if Yosef HaTzadik left Beis HaAsurim on Rosh Hashanah, back of the envelope arithmetic, when did Paroi have his dream? Paroi had his dream on Rosh Hashanah as well. So again, quoting from the Megadim Chadashim in a Sefer Masechtes Brachos, and this is on Daf Yud Ches Amid Beis, he shtels zu a beautiful marsha, it's in Dritten Mal today, a beautiful marsha in Masechtes Brachos Daf Yud Ches. If it sounds a little bit familiar, we did mention this marsha, feels like yesterday, but believe it or not, it's almost 2 years ago. We spoke at this marsha, Masechtes Brachos Daf Yud Ches, the Ein Beis Medrash B'loi Chiddush. So the Gemara in Masechtes Brachos, Daf Yud Ches Amid Beis tells a fascinating story. The Gemara over there is discussing mason. When somebody dies, a mace, does a mace know what's going on in this world? Or does a mace not know what's going on in this world? So in the context of this very existential discussion, the Gemara tells a story. The Gemara says, Maisa b'chassid echad. There was a story with a chassid. Shenasan dinar la'ani be'erev Rosh Hashanah b'shnei ha-betzayres. He gave a dinar to an Aram man. It was Erev Rosh Hashanah. It was during a Betzayres, it was a hunger year. His wife comes home and she says, where's the dinar? This is all we have. He says, I gave it away. There was an Arman, there was someone that came and I gave it away. His wife wasn't happy. How unhappy? He had to sleep in the Beis HaKfaris. That's how unhappy. So this Chassid Echad is sleeping in the Beis HaKfaris. It's Rosh Hashanah by night and he's trying to fall asleep and all of a sudden, he overhears a conversation. Shtei ruchais, there were these two spirits, shemesapri zuluzu, they're talking to each other. Amr chadol chaverta, one of them told her friend, chaverti, boy v'noshet ba'olam. Let's go roam the world. V'nishma me'achari apargut. Let's go to the other side of the curtain, literally, but let's go me'achari apargut. Ma'apurani is ba'olam. It was Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah yekasevon. So everything is going down tonight. Mi'yichya, mi'yamuz. Right, we're going to find out everything. We're getting all the inside information. So let's go to the other side of the pargut. Let's see ma'apuranus ba'olam. It's interesting. They wanted to see ma'apuranus ba'olam. But either way, let's go see what bad is coming to the world. Amr l'chaverta. So a friend told her, Eini yechayla, I can't go. Why? Shani k'fur b'machtzela shalkanim. This girl apparently was a very poor girl. And when she died, her parents couldn't even afford tachrichin. So they buried her in a mat of reeds. And she said, I'm just embarrassed of what I'm wearing. And as a result, I'm not comfortable going out then to the Acheria Park. El Chiat, you're dressed more appropriately. Why don't you go? And why don't you report back and tell me what happened? So the Gemara says, Holchahi, this other girl went. Veshata, she roamed Uba and she came back. And she said, Chaverti, listen, let me tell you what I heard. Shamati, Shekola Azereya B'Revir Rishayna Barud Malka Oisei. Anyone that's going to plant, anyone that's going to invest during the first quarter, right, during the first Revir, Barud Malka Oisei, they're going to get clapped. There's going to be Barud, they're going to lose everything. So the Gemara says, this Chasud is an Aram man. He got thrown out of his house. He's literally sleeping in the cemetery tonight because he gave away his last dinner. He just got the greatest inside scoop of all time. He knows literally Me'achari Apargut, not figuratively Me'achari Apargut, literally Me'achari Apargut, exactly what's going to happen. So the Gemara says, Halachu he went Vizara b'Raviyah Shniyah. Everybody planted during the first Raviyah. He says, no, taking a little sabbatical for the first month or two, and he went and he planted by the second season. Everybody got wiped out. But his ended up surviving, and he was the only person that had anything. He was the only game in town. He was able to sell for a lot of money. He had a very good year. Lashana Acheres, the next year, he didn't wait for his wife to start up with him. Halach v'lam b'beis akvaris. He went by himself to the beis akvaris. V'sham oisin shtei ruchashem sabr zu mzu. And he overheard again these two ruchas having a conversation. Amr chadl kaberto. One of them told their friend, b'yiv v'nashut b'oilam. V'nishma me'achere pargim ha'peron is b'oilam. Let's do this again. Amr Allah. So she said, I told you last year already. I'm not dressed appropriately. I can't go. Because of the way I look. So she said, let me tell you what's going to happen this year. Anyone that's going to plant during the second season, Shidofin Malka Oisai, is going to get wiped out with a Shidofin. Halach, again, he had inside information. Now everybody was afraid to now plant Beravir Rishonah, because what happened last year? So all the Chachamim waited now for the Revir Shniyah. He planted in the Revir Rishonah. He was going against the market. Everybody got a club. His wife tells him, at some point, his wife started getting suspicious. This yid hadn't brought home parnasa like this ever, and now all of a sudden he's making money the first quarter, the second quarter. So titzchlebedik, the achshiv shall call him kulei nishtav. Last year this year that. Amru lehayyamuatim atchenafla ketata ben ishtay shall oisa chasid ben ima shall oisa riva. In other words, he told her what happened. Anyways, it seems a short time later, a fight in the town broke out, and the fight broke out between the wife of this chasid and the mother of this Riva, this girl that Rachman al-Islam died, the one that was so poor that her parents couldn't even afford Tachrichen. So in the heat of a fight, in a moment of kas, Amrullah, L'chiva arech biteich shikfur b'machtzela shalkanim, says, you know, your daughter, you buried her in an embarrassing way. Even in the next world, she's embarrassed of the way she is. Says the Gemara, L'shan Acheres, the next year, Holach v'lam b'beis akvaris. The third year, he says, no, l'mit machin panosa this year also. See, he went again to sleep in the beis akvaris. V'shama oisim ruchashem esapren zu mzu. And again, he overheard the same conversation. Amra Allah, chaverti bai v'nashut ba'ilam. So, the friend says, let's go again, let's do this again. V'nishma me'achariya pargim aparon is ba'ilam. Amra Allah, chaverti hanicheni. Leave me, don't. Don't even go there. I know already word got out. My mother already found out about it. I can't do this anymore. So the Gemara brings this fascinating story, which ends abruptly, as proof that you see in the next world, people know what's going on. Because you see that the girl knew that her mother found out because of this fight. But the bottom line is that was the purpose of the story. A fascinating, fascinating story. Freik de Marsha, again. He says, I don't understand the story. And his kasha is not so much from the story Minei Obey, but it's based on one yediyah. The story begins Maisa b'chassad echad. Chazal say in a few places, we have a Messiah, that wherever it says chassad echad and chas, it means one of two people. Either it's referring to Rabbi Yehuda b'Rabbi Loi, as in the great Tana Rabbi Yehuda, or it's referring to Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. It's afraid to Marsha. He says, I don't understand. This chassid in this story was either Rabbi Yehuda b'Rabbi Loi, or was Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. Is it possible that Rabbi Yehuda b'Rabbi Loi on Rosh Hashanah is sleeping in a field so he'll know how to invest? Is it possible Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava is doing that? So can it zayin? He said, they're going to a Beis HaKfaris. First of all, a Beis HaKfaris is a makom of Tumah. And the tzaddikim we know, even non-Kohanim would try not to go into a Beis HaKfaris if they didn't have to. Brifrat and Rosh Hashanah, you didn't go to a mikveh erev Rosh Hashanah to be metayer. And they're going to go, this tzaddik would sleep in a Beis HaKfaris. It's not possible. How could that be? So the Marsha says, Lule de Mistafin, I'm going to tell you what Pshat is. He goes, I don't think this really happened. I think this was all a dream. This was all a dream. And the chassid in this story was able to tap into what was happening because he dreamed it. Now, it's clear from the story that the chassid went out of his way to attain this information. Which means, says the Marsha, according to my interpretation, he went out of his way to dream this dream. Now you're going to tell me, how could you even do that? So he says it's Yodua, that there were Kadmoinim that knew how to manipulate things through Chaloimas. So he said, now why would he have done that? So he says, Yesh Loimar, because Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi, the Gemara says in Masech Nesedarim, was an Arum man. In fact, the Gemara said he was such an Arum man that all he had was one beged that him and his wife used to share. And the Gemara says when he would go outside, he would wear the beged, and when his wife would go outside, she would wear the beged. And then the Gemara talks about the godless Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi, that he was so excited with the one beged that he had, that whenever he would put on the beged, he would say, Baruch She'otani Me'il. He was so excited with this one beged that he had. So he says it's mistaber that Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi, he had such armkeit, and he couldn't figure out how to make parnasa. So he decided he has a trick. He says, you know what his trick is? His trick is that he's going to tap in using dreams, which is something that you could do. He would do it on Rosh Hashanah, and by doing that, he'd be able to find out a little bit, was tutzich, maybe get some inside information like this. It would increase his chance of having a good year as far as Parnassa goes. But then the Marsha says, and this is the punchline, because we have a Messiah that the dreams of Leil Rosh Hashanah are more true than ordinary dreams. And because these chaloimus are true dreams, so Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi knew that if he would have a dream on that night that would say that plant in the Revi'a Rishayna or plant in the Revi'a Shni, and that will bring Parnasa, that's something you can trust. Meaning ordinarily, but at the same time, this is Rosh Hashanah. And a dream on Rosh Hashanah is a different type of dream. And that's why he went out of his way to try to have a dream that would give him access to Vas Tutzach, and he knew he couldn't rely on such a dream. Because even though ordinarily when it comes to dreams, there's a bunch of shtosin, but at the same time, because these dreams are yoyser hamitim, and the Marsha brings a raya from the Gemara Bava Basra Daf Yud, and because these dreams are more emes, that's why a Rosh Hashanah did a dream. So this whole story all played out in a dream. But when did he have the dream? He had the dream on Rosh Hashanah. Oh, because he had the dream on Rosh Hashanah, that's why the dream played out. So Rabbi David Yoel Weiss said, beautiful. He said, the Gemara says in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah that be Rosh Hashanah yotze yoyser mibeis asurim. He says, if that's the case, what's the cheshbon? When did Parai have his dreams in the beginning of Parshas Miketz? He had his dreams in the beginning of Parshas Miketz also on Rosh Hashanah. So he said, it's gevaldik. These were the dreams that changed the course of history. We cannot recap the whole history before. But these are the dreams that changed the course of history. These weren't just dreams. These were Rosh Hashanah, the Gechaloimus. And Lefish HaChaloimus, Rosh Hashanah are different types of dreams. And then he says something beautiful. He says he believes that this is Merumis in the Arachayim HaKadosh. Parshas Miketz begins, Vayihi Miketz Nosayim Yomim Uparei Choylem Vihinei Oymed Ala Yor. So he says, what does it mean, Vihinei Vayihi Miketz Nosayim Yomim? The end of 2 years from what? So it's Miketz Nosayim Yomim from what happened in the end of Parshas Vayeshev. What happened in the end of Parshas Vayeshev was the story with the Sara Mashkim and the Sara Oifim. The Sara Mashkim and the Sara Oifim also had dreams. 2 years after the story of the Sara Mashkim and the Sara Oifim, Parai had dreams. Zokta Eirachayim HaKadosh. Oid Yirmois. Ba'oimroi Miketz Nosayim. Loimar. Shehoye Bezman Atzmoi. Shechomu Sara Mashkim v'Sara Oifim. The dream of Parai happened at the same time that the dream of the Sara Mashkim and the Sara Oifim happened. Shehu Zman Shechaloim Yagidovert Soidek. Which is a time where the dream speaks truth. You see, ordinarily, what's a chaloim? Shav yedabero. It's shav. Be medayik l'shoinei azov shel ha'orachayim. Oh, but this time, the time of the dream of the Sara Mashkim and the Sara Oifim, was the same as the time of the dream of Paroi. Shuzman shachaloim yagedover tzoydek v'lo yedaber shav. So Rabbi David Yoel Weiss Shlita said, the Aruch Chaim said that there was something about this time that would make this dream a more emes dream. But he didn't explain what that time was. What was so special? What was so unique about that time? The Aruch Chaim wasn't megala to us what that zman is. But he said, Yesh Loimah, this is this man. This man is, it's a dream of Rosh Hashanah. And what would make you believe the dream was a Rosh Hashanah? The dream is a Gemara. It's the price on the bottom of Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Amud Beis, on the top of Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. That the Rosh Hashanah Yotze Yosef Beis Asurim. Which means that was the time that Parai had his dream. If that's the time Parai had his dream, Zok Aruch Chaim, when was Parai's dream? Vayihi Miketz Nosayim Yomim. It was the end of 2 years to the day. Because 2 years ago on that same night, there were two people that also had dreams. That also played a tremendous role in altering the course of history. And who are those two people? They were the Sara Mashkim and they were the Sara Oifin, respectively. So the Sara Mashkim and the Sara Oifin had dreams that night. When were their dreams? Their dreams were on Rosh Hashanah. This dream of Paroi also happened on Rosh Hashanah. And that's the pshat. That's the pshat in the Aruch Chaim when he says, Shehuzman shehachaloyim yagidovert soideik V'lo yedar b'rasha.